What's going on, everyone? And welcome back to the D-Lord NBA podcast presented by CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video content. Today is Wednesday, October 17th. I am, of course, your host, Devin Lloyd, and we had some NBA action last night. Finally, the season is here. It has begun. We had only two games, but have some pretty big takeaways from both of those two games. So the first one we're going to be talking about, of course, was the first game of the season, the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, Boston playing at home, they came away with a 105-87 victory in the game that really was never that close. Boston took an early lead. Yes, Philly came back towards the end of the first quarter, but after that, it was simply all Boston, and it has to be some red flags if you're Philly. Yes, Boston is the team that a lot of people will say is the best team in the Eastern Conference, but Kyrie Irving really struggled last night. He could not make any shots basically whatsoever. He did not score a field goal in the first half. He ended up going 2-for-14, 1-of-8 from the three-point line, and only finished with a grand total of 7 points. Gordon Hayward finished with a grand total of 10 points, and he was 4 of 12 shooting. So neither one of them shot the ball extremely well. So when you think about that, you would think the game would be a little bit closer. Philly was had their full lineup in there. They were ready to go. Ben Simmons, he looked great. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, they both look really good. Markelle Fultz's jump shot is still scaring me, though. Didn't attempt a three last night, but that's okay. But he shot 2-of-7. He looked like he was going to struggle getting that shot off and just struggled with confidence once again. Didn't have a great game at all. 3 turnovers to his 2 assists. He did have 3 rebounds. He started the game. Then he went to the bench. And, of course, J.J. Redick started in the second half. J.J. Redick, we're going to see that moving forward. He will start second halves. And he will usually play more minutes than Markelle Fultz. We've seen that again last night. J.J. Redick played a total of 30 minutes. Markelle Fultz, he played a total of just 24 minutes. Joel Embiid, 37 minutes, 9-21 shooting, had 10 rebounds. Embiid, still a presence down low. He's still a guy when he's down there and he's playing. You have to respect. He's definitely going to be an all-star caliber player. Ben Simmons, also the same thing, but you're going to need more help than just those two players. Robert Covington knocked down a pair of threes that definitely helped. Dario Saric, I don't expect him to go 0-for-4 from the three-point line every single night. So you should get some more, you know, contributions from those two. I just think when you look at it and you see this early test, yes, it's early, it's definitely not a good look. Because, yes, you have some players that struggle, so did Boston. But when you look at Boston, they had Jason Tatum, who was able to pick up the slack last night. And Jason Tatum looked very, very good. He looked like a guy who not only has that killer instinct that wants to be the best, but he improved over last season and how he looked in the playoffs last year. Jason Tatum looked even better last night, contributing 23 points. And the scary part is nobody shot the three well from Boston either. Jason Tatum was 1-for-5. Gordon Hayward, 1-for-3. Jaylen Brown, 1-for-3. Kyrie Irving, 1-for-8. They shot 29% as a team from the three-point line. And this is a team that we know can shoot better than the way they shot last night. That's why I think when you look at everything in its totality, from Philadelphia, it has to be a scary thing. I think Philly will still be a top three seed in the Eastern Conference, without a doubt. But I just don't see them beating Boston. I think Boston is definitely going to be that Achilles heel for them. After the game, Joel Embiid even alluded to that. He said, this is not a rivalry. They beat us every single time we play them. It's going to be tough. It's definitely going to be tough for Philly. Like I said, they'll still be a top team in the Western Conference. But man, did Boston look scary last night, especially considering the struggles from Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, who's on a minute restriction. And you just see the players they have coming off of the bench. Marcus Morris, he dropped 16 points last night, had 10 rebounds, a double-double in 21 minutes of play. Aaron Baines needs to play more. Aaron Baines played 19 minutes. But man, did he have an impact in those 19 minutes, including knocking down 2 threes. So Aaron Baines, I think, will get more time moving forward. Terry Rozier, this guy is a starting caliber point guard. He is proving it again. This is not just a fluke from last year. Terry Rozier could ball. Marcus Smart, he could ball. You just have those players coming off of the bench for Boston, allowing players to get their rest. Nobody's going to play more than 32, 35 minutes a game in Boston. Nobody played more than 30 minutes last night, and that was exactly 30 minutes from Al Horford. You have depth there. Anybody could pick up the slack on any given night. Boston is a team that could possibly contend with the Golden State Warriors. Now, speaking of Golden State, they had their first game, had their ring ceremony. They got the championship rings. But how do they perform? They perform very good. They end up winning 108-100 against the Oklahoma City Thunder, who were still without Russell Westbrook. No Russell Westbrook. Dennis Schroeder, he got the start at the point guard spot. He looked good in preseason. Dennis Schroeder still looked efficient last night. Played 34 minutes, 7-19 shooting, 2 of 6 from the three-point line. Had 21 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. So almost posted a triple-double. He looked good. Dennis Schroeder definitely looked good. Paul George, he struggled early, but he ended up finding his rhythm late in the game, especially in that third quarter. Ended up finding his rhythm later. He finished with 27 points, 4 of 12 from the three-point line, 5 assists, 4 steals in this game. The Oklahoma City Thunder, I think they'll be just fine, of course, once Russell Westbrook comes back. But even in the meantime, I think they're going to be fine with Dennis Schroeder as the starting point guard. I think this will be one of the steals of the offseason, getting Dennis Schroeder for Carmelo Anthony. It's a very, very solid addition to the team. Dennis Schroeder, he is playing for a contract, essentially, and he is debuting himself for other teams. I don't see him staying in Oklahoma City long, long term. You could definitely see that he is looking for another team to try to take a chance, and he's capitalizing on his moments. Nerlens Noel only played 12 minutes last night. I thought he would look around 15 to 20. So he didn't play as much as I thought he would end up playing. But in those 12 minutes, he has 7 rebounds. So that is definitely a good sign to see. But the Warriors, they're just too good of a team. Everybody looked very good last night. Stephen Curry had 32 points, knocked down 5 threes. Klay Thompson at 14. Only made 1 three-point shot. You know Klay Thompson is going to find his rhythm. He'll get things going. Kevin Durant had 27, and that was without making any threes at all last night. He also contributed 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Draymond Green, 2 points, but we know with Draymond Green, he's going to bring the hustle ability there. He also had 13 rebounds, had 5 assists, had 3 steals. They look good. Now, one thing that could be concerning, if you are a Warriors fan, is Andre Iguodala. He played 10 minutes, had 2 points, but Andre Iguodala ended up leaving the game with what they're calling left calf tightness. The reason why I said this could be an issue is because Andre Iguodala is now starting to rack up a big track record of leg injuries. This is the same leg that caused him issues in the playoffs last year. And if you remember, Andre Iguodala definitely missed some time. He missed 15 regular season games. And he also missed some playoff games as well with sore left knees, with sprained left ankles, with a left calf contusion. And this is the same leg that's giving him problems this season. So we all know at the end of the day, as you get older, it's going to get tougher and tougher to stay healthy. We all know that Father Time is undefeated. And it looks like Andre Iguodala, who is 34, could be dealing with that situation right now where those lower leg injuries could start to add up and it could be tough because Iguodala plays a major role coming off of the bench for this team. So if you don't have him, all of a sudden you're running different sets without Iguodala. You're running different matchups on defense without Andre Iguodala there, and it could throw some stuff off. Am I saying now that all of a sudden the Warriors are going to struggle? Absolutely not. The Warriors, by far, are the best team in the National Basketball Association. I think the Celtics are the second best, but you have to think the Warriors still have a nice, healthy little distance as the best team in the National Basketball Association. But having no Andre Iguodala for a while, it looked like he could miss a couple of games. I don't think it will be a crazy injury, but I think he will miss a few games. You just lose a versatile player coming off of your bench right there. I think that will be a pretty big loss for them, but they'll be fine the way their offense is looking. We're still interested to see exactly how this team will look bringing in DeMarcus Cousins. Traditionally, as your center, you really don't have to do much for the Warriors. You kind of just be big, grab some rebounds, stay in the paint. Damian Jones, he looked good last night. He had 12 points, 6-7. Of course, all his baskets right at the basket. Had 3 rebounds. You can only imagine when that's DeMarcus Cousins, he's going to get more than 3 rebounds in 27 minutes. And he's going to get more than just 12 points. So this entire thing could be extremely scary once the season began. Nothing new, no new observations, but it's just a little daunting for other teams when you see it in action and you see how good and how fluid the Warriors look. You just have to hope that they get lackluster and they get tired and they just don't have that same drive during the regular season. Maybe you could pull off some wins there. Tonight we have, though, a total of 11 games. So you will probably say this is the real start to the season. Yes, we got 2 games last night, but a ton of games tonight to watch. We're going to go through and run through all 11 games very quickly. The 7 o'clock games, the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Charlotte Hornets. I like Milwaukee in this one. I think Giannis is going to have a great game to start off the season. You also have the Brooklyn Nets and the Detroit Pistons. I'm going to call Detroit in this one. I think Detroit has enough. I think they'll pull out a victory in the opening game, especially since it's in Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. You also have the Memphis Grizzlies and the Indiana Pacers. I have Indiana taking this one relatively easy. I think they'll get a double-digit victory against the Memphis Grizzlies. You have the Miami Heat taking on the Orlando Magic. I'm going to shock some people. I'm going to actually go with the Orlando Magic in this one. I think the Heat are a better team. I just have a feeling today that the Magic may surprise some people and they may come out with the victory. At the 7:30 game, you have the Atlanta Hawks taking on the New York Knicks. I have New York in this one, but we're excited to see Trae Young making his NBA debut and is in Madison Square Garden, so that's exciting. Still at 7:30, the Cleveland Cavaliers taking on the Toronto Raptors. I have Toronto winning this one. I think it'll be relatively easy as well. Double-digit victory for Toronto is what I'm predicting. 8 o'clock, the game on ESPN. New Orleans Pelicans and the Houston Rockets. Of course, I have Houston winning this one. I think Anthony Davis will have a great game. He just won't get any help from anybody else. Maybe Julius Randle or Meritage, but that's all the help that he's going to get. I think he'll have a great game, but I think the Houston Rockets overpower him, and they win. At 8:30, you have the Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the San Antonio Spurs. I'm going to have to go with the Spurs. They don't have DeJounte Murray there. The Timberwolves have been struggling. Jimmy Butler will play. So Jimmy Butler will be there. I still see the Spurs winning this one. I think this one could be a close game. Could be back and forth. It could go either way. I'm going to just go ahead and predict the Spurs in this one. Now looking at your 10 o'clock games, your night games, you have the Utah Jazz taking on the Sacramento Kings. I think Utah will win this one. Then on ESPN at 10:30, the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker is playing tonight. We haven't seen him all preseason, but he will be there. You have Luka Doncic. You have DeAndre Ayton. Two guys who a lot of people consider as the top players in this year's draft class, but I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns. I think they can get it done tonight. I think they will. I think DeAndre Ayton will have a good debut. I think Devin Booker will also look pretty good as well. I'm going to just go with the Phoenix Suns in this one. This one could also go either way. In the final game, you have the Denver Nuggets taking on the LA Clippers. I think this one's going to be a very good game. I think the Clippers don't get the respect that they should, but I'm going with the Denver Nuggets. I think the Denver Nuggets are also underrated. I think they'll be a playoff team. I think they'll have one of the best offenses in the NBA. Defense is where they lack, of course, but offensively, Jokic is going to be very good. Of course, everybody else with that team is going to be good as well. You have Barton. I think he'll be able to do some things this year. I just like the Denver Nuggets. Jamal Murray, I think he'll have a breakout season this year from Kentucky as well. I think the Nuggets are a very, very underrated offense, especially later on when Isaiah Thomas comes back. I think their offense will get an uptick there too. But I do think the Denver Nuggets will end up winning this one over the LA Clippers. Really no news to talk about today. So he kind of went straight into the game recaps and things like that. But the season is here. That's everything that we have for this episode. If you want to stay connected and want to stay up to date, please go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. And go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Stay up to date for all the latest news, transactions, rumors around the National Basketball Association. That is on YouTube at DLloydNBA. We're still trying to get to 30,000 subscribers. So every subscription definitely counts. And I definitely appreciate every single one of you guys for tuning in today. I will talk to you all tomorrow. Peace.